This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Kremlin says that Russian President Vladimir Putin will host Turkish leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan for talks in Russia's Black Sea resort of Sochi Monday. The meeting comes just over 6 weeks after Moscow broke off an agreement partly brokered by Ankara that allowed Ukrainian grain to reach world markets despite the 18-month war. Meanwhile, at a news conference, National Security Spokesman John Kirby says in the last few days, Ukraine has been making progress in its counteroffensive against Russia.
Some notable progress by Ukrainian armed forces on that southern line of advance coming out of the Zaporizhia area. And they have achieved some success against that second line of Russian defenses.
Children across Russia have returned to school, where VOA Scott Walterman says that the Kremlin's narratives about the war in Ukraine and its confrontation with the West are taking an even more prominent spot than before.
Clad in white shirts and carrying bouquets, children across Russia flocked back to school Friday, where students will be expected each week to listen to Russia's national anthem and watch the country's tricolor flag being raised. There's a weekly subject loosely translated as Conversations About Important Things, which was introduced last year, with the goal of boosting patriotism. A new high school history textbook has a chapter on the annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and the special military operation, that's the Kremlin's euphemism for the war, and some basic military training is included in a course on self-defense and first aid. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
And the head of Russia's space agency said Friday the country has developed an advanced intercontinental ballistic missile. This is VOA News. Poland plans to double its armed forces to 300,000 by the year 2035 with a combination of professional soldiers and volunteers. As Alessia Bakalets reports, Russia's full-scale invasion of neighboring Ukraine has triggered the huge number of Poles from all walks of life to sign up as volunteers.
Professors, media workers, businessmen, and students, people of various backgrounds volunteer to join the Polish Territorial Defense Forces. Since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, interest has skyrocketed.
The war in Ukraine showed us that the similar forces in Ukraine played a very big role.
Poland plans to double its armed forces to 300,000 by the year 2035. Lesia Bakalets for VOA News.
Ecuadorian authorities say 50 guards and 7 police officers have been released more than a day after they were taken hostage in different prisons and what the government described as a response by criminal groups to its efforts to regain control of several large correctional facilities in the South American country. Earlier, the government reported that criminal groups in Ecuador use explosives to damage a bridge. 4 car bombs and 3 explosive devices went off across the country in less than 48 hours. The White House is asking for additional funding to address natural disasters. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Fires in Hawaii and Louisiana, flooding in Vermont, damage from Hurricane Idalia. A Biden official tells the AP these are some of the reasons the Office of Management and Budget just concluded another $4 billion is needed for the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund. It would be tacked on to a $12 billion request FEMA's administrator says is needed to see the agency through the end of September.
We need this money done. We need this disaster relief request met.
Speaking at FEMA headquarters Thursday, the president said he's not sure why some lawmakers believe the disaster funding is unnecessary.
I'm not even sure what they're thinking is.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Emergency teams have finished searching a derelict Johannesburg apartment building a day after one of South Africa's deadliest fires broke out there. Pathologists now face the grisly task of identifying charred bodies and body parts that were transported to several mortuaries. The death toll rose to 76, and 2 people died in the hospital overnight. Authorities say at least 12 of the victims were children. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.